walk in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers. I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks. Come on!
Stew's feeling high as I started sinking lower. The minute that she walked right through that door. Not long ago I held her like a fool, I went and left her. Now she's with somebody new out on that floor. And she's got the rhythm and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. With her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Yeehaw. Getting louder as my heart keeps beating faster. She spells out regret in perfect time. Well, I thought I wanted freedom, but that ball and chain, I need them. When you choose, sometimes you lose the prize. Cause she's got the rhythm and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. With her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Yeah, with her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the election less than 3 months out, presidential candidates heading to key states for events today. Former President Trump will be in Montana for a rally where a close Senate race is heating up, and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris makes a campaign stop in Arizona. ABC's Rachel Bade says it will be a hard-fought state.
This is a border state. Immigration is one of the key sort of vulnerabilities that Harris has because of various ways that the administration has handled the migrant crisis, a lot of people being concerned that they haven't done enough. And yet she's going down there to try to convince people to give her 4 years in office.
In Fort Worth, Texas, the investigation continues into the drowning death of CrossFit athlete Lazar Dukic during the swimming portion of the CrossFit Games yesterday. That competition resumed today in his honor. Stocks have been on a roller coaster ride this week due to concerns over the economy, but investors may be on a buying spree later today. This is ABC News. In Austria, a third person now in custody over a foiled plot targeting Taylor Swift shows in Vienna. Those concerts now canceled. Authorities say the main suspect allegedly planned to target onlookers outside the stadium with knives and homemade explosives. A Russian chess champion facing charges now after allegedly trying to poison her rival.
Security footage shows Amina Abakarova sneaking into the tournament room of the Dagestan Chess Championship. Once inside, she appeared to pour a substance across the chessboard. Her alleged target later sat at the spot and ended up falling ill. Abakarova later admitted she'd spread mercury from a thermometer across the board. She could face up to 3 years behind bars. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Olympic runner Noah Lyles facing some criticism over his bronze medal run Thursday after the superstar revealed he has COVID. U.S. say track and field standing by his decision to compete. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, dragging our high temperatures well below average and only reaching the mid-60s. Few spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be beautiful and a touch warmer, highs nearing 70. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The results are in from last month's Speed Enforcement Day. Ted Allen has an update.
The Wisconsin State Patrol performed nearly 1,600 traffic stops on July 26th, with about a third resulting in citations for speeding and another third given warnings. 28 stops involved drivers surpassing 100 miles per hour. An enforcement detail in an active work zone in western Wisconsin found the average speed was nearly 20 miles per hour over the posted limit. The 24-hour effort aims to educate drivers on the dangers of speeding and to save lives.
A car stolen over three decades ago has been found in the Wisconsin River in Richland County. That happened near the Lone Rock Bridge. The late 80s Pontiac Grand Prix was stolen from Monroe County in 1990. It's not known how long the car was actually in the river. No one was hurt when it went in, and the owner is just fine. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. And Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. More than $100 million is being funneled to local road projects across the state, including here in western Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced approximately $174 million will help local communities across the state complete more than 1,000 local road improvement projects over the next 5 years. 1,003 projects were selected to receive funding through the Wisconsin DOT's Local Road Improvement Program, based on recommendations from county, municipal, and town officials. Here in western Wisconsin, Buffalo County will receive $94,000 for improvements to Highway C, Dunn County $161,000 for Highway D, Pepin County $62,000 for Highway SS, and Pierce County will receive $113,000 for improvements to Highway V. The final 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Evers provided an increase of more than $4 million for the road improvement program, providing a 4% increase each year of the biennium. The man who broke into an Eau Claire home, stole a gun, and then went and beat a woman with that gun is headed to prison. A judge in Eau Claire yesterday sentenced Mitchell Henke to 3 years in prison. Police launched a week-long search for Henke and eventually found him in Oshkosh. Prosecutors say Henke was armed and dangerous and beat the woman in front of her two-year-old. Henke will serve 3 years of probation once he's released. A Western Wisconsin 4-H member is advancing to the state 4-H Dairy Judging Tournament. Tyler Quilling of Menominee is advancing the 2024 state 4-H Dairy Judging Contest as an individual after scoring well in the 2024 Area Animal Science Days Dairy Judging Competition in Shawnee County. The state 4-H Dairy Judging Contest will be held August 18th in Madison. Republican lawmakers want to know what taxpayers are getting for their $1 billion plus that they spend on the University of Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nowitzki led the grilling that UW President Jay Rothman received yesterday at a hearing on the future of the UW system. She pressed Rothman about why the university needs more money from the state when there are fewer students and fewer campuses. Nowitzki also pushed back on the idea that the jobs of the future will require a college degree. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
There are charges against a Bloomer man who deputies say shot a couple of rural Eau Claire County homes. Prosecutors filed charges yesterday against Brandon Flannery of Bloomer. The sheriff's department said he randomly fired shots back on July 14th along Town Hall Road, just west of Eau Claire. His bullets hit two homes in the area. The sheriff's department says he later admitted that he was driving around drunk and firing his gun. The Pepin County Historical Society will celebrate 150 years of the old Pepin County Courthouse. A celebration will be held on Saturday, August 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. The Pepin County Heritage Center, formerly known as the Old Pepin County Courthouse Museum, will be open at 1 p.m. for walkthrough tours. There'll also be live music on the courthouse front lawn. Starting at 2 p.m., Pepin County historian Terry Mesh will share an interesting and enlightening history of the old courthouse. Now, the building was completed and first used in 1874 and used as a courthouse building until 1985. The rules against homelessness in La Crosse are about to get tougher. The city council last night approved a ban on camping on any city land. The idea is to get homeless people in the city into new homes or programs and out of the city parks. No one in La Crosse, however, is saying when they will begin to enforce that new camping ban. There's a new alert system for missing kids in Wisconsin. The state launched the Missing Child Alert System yesterday. The idea is to have an alert that covers the situations when an Amber Alert isn't possible or appropriate. The new alert comes after both 5-year-old Prince McCree went missing in Milwaukee and 10-year-old Lily Peters went missing in Chippewa Falls. The new alert is quicker and more local than a statewide Amber Alert. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says it's another way for law enforcement to act quickly to protect children. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A Wisconsin woman sent her dad a scratch-off ticket for Father's Day. He ended up $200,000 richer. Burton Chase, a Connecticut resident, opened up a card from his daughter to find the Wisconsin lottery ticket inside, and it was a winner. He flew to Madison during global IT outages in July to claim his $200,000 prize. What a Father's Day gift. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, dragging our high temperatures well below average and only reaching the mid-60s. Few spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be beautiful and a touch warmer, highs nearing 70. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Brewers break out the brooms and the bats. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Atlanta, where the Brewers brought their hitting shoes into their series finale against the Braves.
Churio to right, back, way back and gone again. This time he goes opposite field for another two-run homer. Number 14 for Jackson Churio.
And a second on the afternoon, Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call. The Brewers rout the Braves and complete the three-game sweep 16-7 at Truist Park. The Brewers return home tonight to begin a weekend series with the Cincinnati Reds. Also in the division, it was the Cardinals losing at home to the Rays 6-4. Milwaukee's lead over St. Louis, 7 games in the National League Central. At the Olympics in Paris, Team USA men's basketball advances to the gold medal round. They beat Serbia barely, 95-91. The The gold medal game is tomorrow afternoon against host France. And Rice Lake's Kenny Bednarik takes silver in the men's 200 meters. Teammate Noah Lyles took bronze despite dealing with a case of COVID-19. Moving on to football. In Green Bay, Jordan Love escaped a significant injury during the Packers' final practice before heading to Cleveland for Saturday's preseason opener against the Browns. Love fell to the ground after inadvertently being hit during an 11-on-11 drill near the end of the workout. He's fine. So what will fans see tomorrow? Anything we might see during the regular season?
Certainly, you're going to run your core principles and calls, but you're not going to empty the tank and show everything. So, you know, we'll see how the game's going.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur kickoff tomorrow is set for 3:25. And the Badgers are wrapping up the Platteville portion of their camp. One player in search of a role may be running back Jackson Aker. He's in a crowded backfield.
The hardest thing on Jack right now is, I think, as we get back to campus and some of that idea of, okay, how are you, you know, looking more ahead of, you know, what you've got, whether it's the first 4 weeks and the whole season, we'll start to figure a little bit better of his role.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Wisconsin's first game is 3 weeks from tonight, August 30th, at home against Western Michigan. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Teams get back on track this weekend in Richmond. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
400 laps for one weekend in August. Richmond becomes the center of the NASCAR world.
Here on the three-quarter mile Richmond race.
The lights get brighter. The stakes get higher. The thrills get bigger. And so does the best weekend of your summer.
Busher is gone like a rocket. Home track win for Hamlin.
That's how you win a race.
NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 10th and 11th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
After 2 weeks off, the NASCAR Cup Series is back in action this Sunday at the Richmond Raceway in Virginia for the Cookout 400, a race that could have a different look as NASCAR is allowing teams a softer option tire in addition to the baseline prime tire that is used each week from Goodyear. Kyle Busch says that deciding when to use what tire compound could play a factor over 400 laps.
With this car, what can be really interesting with it is if you put them on and you want to gain track position, you can put them on earlier and get yourself up front and then put your other tires on, your controls, I call them, and hold the competition off that put the softs on.
Our live coverage of Sunday's race is set for 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Horses aren't susceptible to many ear problems, but they can crop up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep an eye out for signs of ticks, mites, and other vermin that can bug your horse's ears as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Uses its ears to express itself. Their position can tell you a lot about the horse's mood. But if he shakes his head, won't let you put the bridle on, and doesn't like his ears messed with, something might be irritating the insides of those ears. Kathy Anderson is an extension horse specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says if the horse will let you, gently look into the ear to see what's bugging him.
If they've gotten ticks, you might be able to see them. There's various different kinds of ticks or mites or gnats and stuff that could start to irritate them. So you'll notice maybe some scabbiness up there in their ears, some matting, and some of those types of things are probably the most common things that you'll first see.
For the most part, a horse's ears are self-cleaning, but Anderson says if you need to get rid of the insects and gunk inside, wipe them out with a cloth sprayed with fly spray. If it's a bad infection or the horse won't let you touch its ears, you should probably call your vet.
They can come out and they can kind of mildly sedate the horse and do a little bit better job of cleaning things up inside that ear. Sometimes also they'll go ahead and deworm them because with whatever might be irritating or going on, the basic dewormer can help clean up some of the mites and clean up some of the things that might be in there causing the irritation of that horse's ears.
Horses that have a severe reaction to insect bites might also need an oral anti-inflammatory treatment. Anderson says the fuzzy hair inside the horse's ear is a natural defense to keep bugs from going internal and should be left alone. Some people clip out the hair if they're going to show the horse, and in that case, she recommends preventing problems by wiping out the ears with fly spray on a cloth. Learn more about caring for your equine's ears at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-low conditions versus API SP test limits.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
A mostly quiet consolidation type of trading day on Friday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, Friday's grain trade, row crops pretty quiet there. That feels like another consolidation type of day. I know we did get some export sales on the Daily Wire Friday morning, China sales for soybeans in particular. Also, the wheat trades trying to remain firm. There's been some news from Europe and more here that's maybe helped out there. What's your assessment of this overall grain trade picture on Friday?
Yeah, as we look at this, we're generally seeing the wheat leading the way higher after the European crop is being cut sizably below where USDA is currently at, and that's mostly due to a French crop that's coming in with lower quantity and lower quality than what was hoped for. And that follows on the heels of seeing a Black Sea crop that's a much lower than what it's been in over the last couple of years. Those are both supportive factors longer term. They probably don't really impact our balance sheet with higher exports until we get into the last half of the marketing year. But what they do is they they've been kind of stabilizing the global cash market. And when you get the global cash market start to stabilize, and specifically then that means the Black Sea cash prices, then that starts to stabilize the other markets. You start to see the funds take profits on their short positions. You see end users start to step up and add a little bit of coverage, and it provides a little bit of strength to the market. Not really anything to base sustaining a rally on, but at least stabilizing things somewhat. We're also looking ahead to Monday's big USD WASD crop report, and the funds that have been heavily short these markets taking a little profits ahead of that as well, because they know USD's tendency to pull surprises out of their sleeve on these report days, especially the August report, which is one of the bigger of the year. Its corn and soybean yield estimates are expected to change along with acreage. Not a lot of guidance on which way the acreage could change. That's mainly going to be from changes that USDA sees in the FSA farmer certification numbers. Yield numbers generally expected to go up. The question is, by how far after a very favorable July for most of the Midwest, and so far a favorable August as well.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it. Arlen Suderman there with StoneX joining us for market analysis. In the livestock trade, triple-digit gains in both live and feeder cattle futures. So some good strength there as we look ahead to the weekend. Hog trade is a little bit mixed. Crude oil up 50 cents a barrel, $76.69. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Small Business Administration disaster loans are more favorable than the USDA version, but leaders of one state want to change that. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Natural disasters in Iowa this year destroyed 1,000 homes, impacting 2,000 in total. After three presidential disaster declarations in 2 months, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds says they've been in the thick of it, but she's found tenacity in devastated regions as the community comes together.
When you'd go to help somebody, they'd say, don't worry about me, Joe across the street. He needs your help more than I do. I mean, almost to the point where I had to say to people, these programs are in place for a reason. So help, let us help you get back on your feet. And, you know, a lot of these are rural communities, a lot of ag damage. So we stood up a loan forgiveness program because USDA's programs weren't compatible with SBA, and SBA doesn't consider farming a business.
While the Small Business Administration and USDA coordinate to help programs get to rural areas, Reynolds says the terms available to borrowers within the USDA programs are less favorable. So she sent a letter along with Iowa's congressional delegation to USDA Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's part of that, and he says they want flexibility in USDA disaster assistance.
because we'd like to align it with the Small Business Administration loans for similar disasters, have better terms than what USDA loans have. And, of course, we know agriculture producers can't receive SBA loans. This approach would help Iowa farmers and rural communities recover more quickly from severe weather damages.
The letter quotes a statute that they think gives Vilsack authority to be more flexible, pointing out a lack of fairness in what rural communities are offered. Unlike SBA loans, existing USDA programs do not allow deferred payments on loans. A notable difference, Reynolds says, that could help farmers rebuild.
They couldn't get their interest forgiven for the first year, and so we were able to stand that up to just at least bring some consistency to the two programs and help some of our farmers that are suffering as well, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of farm ground and farm properties underwater.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced the Wildlife Agriculture Disease Prevention Act of 2024, legislation that would increase interagency coordination to prevent and mitigate the spread of wildlife diseases, protect farmers, consumers, and the economy. The Wildlife Agriculture Disease Prevention Act of 2024 would require increased interagency coordination, as well as greater communication between federal agencies, states, and tribes to facilitate more comprehensive and effective responses to zoonotic diseases, helping to prevent significant outbreaks. The legislation would create a wildlife agriculture disease coordinator with the purpose to increase communication between the agencies on the front lines of animal and human health and other relevant federal and state agencies regarding current and emerging wildlife disease outbreaks. The position would be housed within the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Wisconsin Farmers Union Foundation has given over $28,500 this year for events and projects to enhance life in rural Wisconsin. Over $13,000 was given in the second quarter. The WFU Foundation approved several local initiative grants for activities organized by Farmers Union chapters. The quarter's projects included groundwater modeling projects for farm and rural residents coordinated by the Vernon Crawford Farmers Union, a regional local food dinner organized by the Pepin, Pierce, and St. Croix chapters, and support for the Little Farm Hands Ag Education Center that was supported by the Amnicon Douglas Farmers Union. Chartered in 1998, the WFU Foundation supports efforts that foster family farming, enhance the quality of rural life, provide opportunities for public education and dialogue, and encourage cooperative economic development. Now, the next quarterly deadline for applications to the foundation is August 15th. A Canadian company that got its start distilling a milk byproduct into spirits and a large cooperative owned by Great Lakes dairy farmers broke ground on a new Michigan plant that will unite their businesses and make ethanol. While most U.S. ethanol is corn-based, Ontario-based dairy distillery and the Michigan Milk Producers Association have a different idea. They're building a new facility near Constantine, Michigan, which will repurpose milk permeate, a byproduct of dairy goods production. Utilizing milk permeate to produce low-carbon ethanol is an innovative solution to reduce our carbon footprint and provide dairy farmers with more value for their milk, said Omid McDonald, dairy distillery CEO. The $41 million plant goes online in 2025 and will take 14,000 tons of the dairy byproduct, using it to produce 2.2 million gallons of ethanol. This marks a significant step forward in sustainability, said Michigan Milk Producers Association President and CEO Joe Diccolo. The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating the supply chain of at least two renewable fuel producers amid industry concerns that some may be using fraudulent feedstocks for biodiesel to secure government subsidies. Farm Policy News says the EPA declined to elaborate further or identify the companies being targeted because the investigations continue. A flood of used cooking oil from China and elsewhere is causing several senators to question whether some of the shipments meant to supply the biofuel market may be fraudulent. Producing biodiesel from sustainable ingredients like cooking oil can earn refiners a number of state, federal, and environmental climate subsidies, including tradable credits under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Investigators are trying to determine whether some supplies labeled as used cooking oil are cheaper and less sustainable virgin palm oil that's been associated with the deforestation and other environmental damage. Cooking oil imports reached 3 billion pounds in 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th. Hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds, this popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The unseasonably cool weather continues in our ag weather forecast. Now, northwest winds will begin to gradually decrease over the next few days. We still will have some light scattered rain chances at times over the next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Highs 65 to 70. Relative humidities at 50 to 55%, northwest winds at 8 to 13, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible, otherwise about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming clear, a 20% chance of a shower. Lows 46 to 51, relative humidities at 92 to 97%, west winds at 6 to 11. For Saturday, sunshine, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, northwest winds at 7 to 12, about 12 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, sunshine, high 75 to 80. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain showers, warmer, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas.
Yeah.
God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who drops, knowing I will be just fine, 'cause nothing changes who I am. I am Rosemary's granddaughter, the spitting image of my father, and when the day is done, my mama's still my biggest fan. Sometimes I'm good.
Things that I'll regret, won't be easy to forget. Scars take time to heal before another bitter word gets loose. I was hoping we could call a truce, 'cause nobody wins, we both lose. Hearts get broken and love Honey, love ain't black and white, the way I feel about you. All I wanna do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night when nobody wins. We both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse again and again. Nobody wins. Slamming doors. We both lost this fight before. And I won't play this.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I know I gotta put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me. Get so many minutes, don't wanna spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits, waits for me.
For me and right now.
gotta run. Time is love, gotta run. Well, early this morning it dawned on me the kind of man she needs. Made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through.